Greetings, fellow chocoholics, and welcome to Chocolate Habit, your weekly review of ethical chocolates from around the world. I'm your host and curator, Max Gandy, founder of DameCacao.com. Let's dive right into this week's habit. In episode 4, we're tasting Bellevue Chocolate's Benche Origin, which is a 70% cacao from southern Vietnam. Bellevue as a company is actually Belgian style chocolate. The owner is Belgian, hence the Bell, made with Vietnamese cacao, the V part of Bellevue, and the company itself is only 2 years old. They have 6 or 7 origins in their lineup. I have in my possession every single one of them because I bought this bar from, this is a mini bar, 27 grams. I bought this bar from their Ho Chi Minh City shop, so in Saigon, in southern Vietnam. And I was able to taste all of the bars, and I do not remember any individual bar, but I remember I bought all of them because I enjoyed all of them. So I have tried this bar before, but have very little recollection of it. Bellevue's got a very nice stylized logo symbol and their name written in sort of a dull gold font, and they have a different color and very nice font for each of their bars on the bottom, so you can identify just by looking at it which one's different, which I appreciate. But you also have to sort of force the bar out of its outer wrapping, and then once you open it, it's got this cute little sticker that says Bellevue on it, but then you can't really reseal it. So I'm not a huge fan of the functionality of their packaging, but the chocolate itself, once you open it up, whoa, this smells like roasted coffee. This smells like mocha. If you had a very dark roast coffee and you added it with maybe a hint of earthiness to some chocolate, a very dark smelling chocolate, it smells more like an 80 or an 85%. But if you added that to chocolate, that's what this smells like, more or less. The bar itself is super thin, although their regular bars are a bit thicker, but it has their same stylized logo in the center, and it's got little sort of pre-broken bits, so it's much easier to break off a piece. Oh, very nice snap. They also use added cocoa butter, as is the European tradition. Pretty good melt, too. Once you actually put the chocolate into your mouth, it's much easier to eat because it's such a thin bar, though I know their larger bars are not quite as user-friendly, let's say. But yeah, the dark, sort of dark coffee roast comes in a little bit at the front of the bar, but you get this much deeper, very dried, I want to say like dried cherry note, again, red fruit from some underlying acidity, but they've done very good things with this acidity because it's very subtle. It definitely is a tasting note acidity. It sweetens, and the underlying coffee notes sort of play out underneath the fruitiness, which was not expected at all from the aroma. But there's a little bit of cocoa on the finish, and otherwise, it just sort of disappears. It's a very short finish, and in general, sort of a more dulled flavored bar. Not that it tastes bad, it's actually quite good, but it's not super sweet. It's got very much muted tones. I think this may be the cocoa butter playing a role, but it's not for the faint of heart. This is definitely a dark chocolate lover's bar. I'd describe it as a heartier bar. It's good, but I have a feeling that I favored some of the other bars in their collection a bit more than this one. But I definitely encourage you to check out some of Bellevue's other bars. They also have 100% and an 85% that you can only buy in Vietnam. So I also encourage you to go to Vietnam and visit their shop. As I discussed in episode 3 about Grenada and value-added chocolate, it is absolutely refreshing to see the number of makers who are staying in the country of origin to make chocolate, and this is especially growing in Vietnam. If you like this week's episode, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review for us on whatever platform you choose to download your podcasts on. I hope you have a wonderful week. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.